We continue our readings from Genesis and the creation of the human race. Today we hear from Genesis 2, the creation of Eve out of Adam's side. John Paul II gave a number of catecheses in the 70s and 80s that we now know as the theology of the body. It's what one Catholic author said, a theological ticking time bomb waiting to go off, meaning that John Paul II's reflections were so powerful, and yet the Church has yet to really see the impact of them. More and more people are learning about it. There's whole courses and institutes. But it begins with this reflection on Genesis, on these primordial passages about creation and the human race. And John Paul II, I think, was inspired by the Holy Spirit to teach about that, because we see right now in our world that there are so many provocative and complex questions about man and woman. What really is man? What is woman? What's the relationship about? What's it for? What is sex versus gender identity versus sexual orientation? How do they all combine? What happens? What's the Church have to say to someone who experiences their sexuality in a way which is outside of the norm for most people? Complex questions. And in many ways, the Church is still developing, still growing in her theology and teaching of the family, human sexuality, and man and woman. We are still allowing God's revelation from Genesis to be unfolded in today's age. It takes time. The Church is patient. But what we have here in our first reading is we can see a few things. First of all, God looks upon Adam and sees that it is not good for him to be alone. Adam names all these animals. He's given dominion over them. But as he names them, he realizes that they are so different than he is. He can't enter into a personal relationship with all these various animals, even though they're good and God created them. He has this original solitude, this original loneliness he experiences. And so God puts Adam to sleep, does this divine operation to bring Eve out of his very side. And then it is God who brings her to Adam, that Adam can behold her and be struck with incredible awe and wonder that this one is not like any of the animals. This one I can never use for myself. This one is from my very bone, from my very flesh. And he wonders at the gift of Eve. It's important to remember that whenever we try and think about the nature of the sexes, we often use the term the battle of the sexes. Wasn't there like a game show about that a while back? Was that a TV show or something? No, okay, all right. Maybe it was just a hit rock song, whatever it was. You know, we talk about the battle, the enmity, and sure, that's an effective original sin. We feel that clash of man and woman, and how, especially you who are married, know that that challenge of how to get along and how to make that relationship work, because sometimes you do feel so different. But whenever we look at man and woman, we always remember that we can never look at them separately. Here is man, and here's who he is and what he does in that box. Here's woman, here's who she is and what she does in that box. No, they were taken out of the same flesh. They are the same flesh. They always have to be seen together in relationship. One can never be denigrated to uplifting the other. And a man leaves his father and mother and clings to his wife to make a gift of himself to his wife, that they might become actually one flesh. That original solitude of humankind is meant to become an original unity. It is the vocation of every man to uphold and protect the dignity of every woman. It is the vocation of woman to uphold and protect the dignity of every man. That's the foundation on which we build. That is the truth of the gospel. The man and his wife were both naked, yet they felt no shame. Because in the beginning, before the fall, that is how Adam and Eve lived. They cherished, protected, and guarded, and upheld the dignity of each other. Because of that, there was nothing to fear. This is what Christ wants us to do as a church, to uphold, protect, and cherish the vocation of every man as man, every woman as woman, and to have no fear that Christ will show us how to live and how to love.